We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We're going into an entire different Inyan right now. We're going into the Inyanim of Yayin Nesach. Now the Mishnah talks about a gas. What exactly is a gas? In those days, the way they made wine was they had this platform where they piled all the grapes, and the part of the platform was on a slant and going towards a bar, towards a bar in the ground, a hole in the ground that was had plaster so it shouldn't lose any of its liquid. And they first placed the grapes on the ramp, and when they placed the grapes on the ramp, they crushed a little by hand, sometimes by feet, with their feet, they crushed a little bit, and some of the wine started oozing down the ramp into the bar that's at the end of the ramp. It goes through like a pipe into the bar. Now, in the bar, actually, there was something called a gargusni, which was like a basket that sifted out all the different sediments, the pits, the peels that are in the wine. And then it landed up in the bar. And after that, they moved it from the bar into chavias, into barrels. And in the barrels, again, a lot of times, in the bar, first of all, the sediments, even after going through a sifter, a lot of sediments got through, a lot of pits and peels got through, and it started floating to the top after a few days. They took that off. Then they put it into chavias. And in the chavias also, a lot of times, you landed up with some pits and peels as well. Now, when they put the wine on this ramp, not all of the wine oozed out, just because he's crushed it by hand. It was not enough. So after they crushed a little bit by hand, they took that whole pile of grapes that started oozing out some grape juice, started oozing out some wine, and they moved that to the top of the platform, which was flat, and they used a kaira, a beam, to crush it very, very well. So they moved it from the ramp back up, away from the bar to a platform on top, and there they crushed it again with a big kaira, and then it oozed down again, down the ramp, into the bar. That's what a gas looked like in those days. So our Mishnah is discussing two different points. One point is in regards to the din of Yayin Nesach, that we know Yayin Nesach is Asa Bahana, a goy that touches the wine, we assume it's Yayin Nesach. Now if it's Yayin Nesach, so you're not allowed to work for the goy with the wine, because then you're being nena from Yayin Nesach, which is Mistaker Basur Eino, which is a problem. You can't make money off of Sur Eino. And there's another problem also, that you're not allowed to be metame peiros in Eretz Yisrael. So it's ister metame. So also, a guy, when he puts it to his gas, becomes tame. That might be another issue as well. And we'll see that as we go along the Mishnah, these different issues. Zok the Mishnah. Loikin gas be'uta min ha'oved k'chavim, afa pishu noito v'yod mes tapuach. You're allowed to buy this wine that was already kicked with his feet, he already crossed it a little bit, that was sitting on the ramp, even though the guy, after the grape sitting on the ramp, moved it by hand to the tapuach, which is the pile on top of the platform that gets crossed by a beam. And it's not going to say Yayin Nesach until it goes to the bar. And the reason is because our Mishnah says clearly that Yayin Nesach only becomes a shame Yayin only after it gets into the bar. Before it gets to the bar, it does not have a shame of wine. It's not wine. It's not called wine. Kozma doesn't go into the bar. It's not called wine. Therefore, you're allowed to work with him. It's not a problem of being mistake of a Suriyana, of having any Hana from a Suriyana. And therefore, it's not a problem, and it's also not because of Yayin Nesach. You could buy it from him also as well. Not only could you work with him, you could buy it from him as well, because it's not a problem of Yayin Nesach. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Yard Labar, but if the wine already went into the bar, Masher Bar, also Vashar Mutta, whatever lands up in the bar is Asher, because that is already Yayin, and we're worried that he touched that, and that has been Yayin already. And the rest of it, Vashar, is mutter, because that he didn't that was not wine yet, and there was no problem of Yayin Nesach over there. Now the Mishnah goes further, discusses the Shiloh of Tumah. Darkin imaivchav megas, allowed to work with the guy, together with the guy, in the gas, which means when he's crushing the grapes. Rashi says both points that we spoke about. Lo'yaminan mistake b'surah enohu that filled b'shtiyos of ha'itan ashari kozman shi'er lebar. Like he said before, they let it buy it from him. So obviously it's not wine yet. So there's no problem of yayin esach. There's no problem of surah enoh. Mishum goyim tumah leka. There's no problem of goyim tumah either. Shemeshah shadarach b'mechav ma'at nitmu. Ready when the guy touched it became tummy, and you're helping him out. You're not making it any more tummy. It's already tummy from the guy. Already became tummy. You're not helping any tumah. I being Messiah de Aveira. There's no Avery Aveira of making something tummy for a guy. A guy is allowed to make the peres eretz yisrael tummy. It's only a din in the yid. Moshim asiyeh ve rashi says leka shoevi chavlin stava kach. So that's all working with a guy. But if you're going to work with a yid, ava loy boitzer im yisrael shu oisev etumah. But you're now allowed to even harvest the grapes for Yisrael, who you know this guy is not makbid on tumah. And if you're harvesting the grapes, you are Pashut setting him up in a way that he's going to be time. You're helping him in b'tama pay his eretz yisrael because you're harvesting the grapes with him. So loy boitzim imay yisrael shuaisa b'toma, and also loy darchim loy boitzim imay. Not only that, you're also not allowed to even be boitzim imay either. But darchim imay, you're not allowed to even crush the grapes with him. Now, why not? It's what's wrong with crushing the grapes? He already brought it himself to the place, so you're not actually facilitating making a tamei. So the answer is, like Rashi says, you called Maseyeh de Oivre Aveira. Maseyeh, he has Aveira to make a tamei, and by you helping him out while he's still in the process of crushing the grapes, that's called Maseyeh de Oivre Aveira. But you could, you're allowed to help him bring the chavias to the gas, and then bring it back and let him fill it up with wine, then bring it back from the gas. Later, Brother Rashi says, "Mlichi b'moy chavis reikonas legas, umavin imoy chavis mleis megas." And you let her bring with him chavis mleis megas. The inkan avera, the ma'achash nitu v'gas mutlos yaim v'chavis tmeis. It's already no avera, and therefore you let her help him out with the chavis. And it's not called mesidei de'avera at all because already the ma'isa is finished that he did already. The ma'isa is finished already. Zokta mishter weiter nachtoim shuois v'tuma. What about a baker that's making bread? So the law of la'urchimah, you can't knead the dough with him, and you can't urchim, which means makes it into braids. You can't do that either with him, because all this is a ma'isa avera, because the nachtim making a tamei, but you helping me out, you miss the over avera. Rashi learns means that I could bring the pas to the palter to bake it. I'm not bringing it to the baker. So Tosfos doesn't like this pshat so much. Tosfos says it's all in the same process of making bread. And just like we said before, the kozman in the middle of making the wine before you bring it to the chavis, it's all goes into the isthmus. Here also the same thing. And therefore Tosfos palter means the store, the little grocery who sells the breads. I'm not to bring it to the breads to the grocery, but of course putting it to the tanner is part of the din of masiyeh de over aver. So that is our mishnah. The Mishnah has a few different parts to it. In the beginning of our Mishnah, it was discussing the halacha of the yayin in the gas. And the Mishnah says, when is the yayin considered yayin in regards to becoming yayin nesach? Only when it gets into the bar. Before it gets to the bar, even if the guy touches it, it's not yayin nesach. I could buy the wine from at that point. And not only that, I could also work with him at that point, which is not called mistakim suri hana. I'm not making money off a suri hana. So tomorrow night, Om Rav Huna, Yayin kiven shehischa lahamshich oisi yayin esach. Rav Huna comes with a chiddush, and he says, not like our Mishnah, where I was going to ask for the Mishnah in a second. Rav Huna says, Yayin, once it started moving, started oozing out, it's already called yayin nesach, it's called yayin already. Now Rav Huna has two chiddushim. First of all, chiddush number one is, that even before it goes into the bar, it's considered yayin, it's considered wine, it's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is, that not only what oozed out is aser, but the entire grape, all the wine that's oozing out of grapes, even that didn't ooze out yet, is all going to be aser. Everything becomes aser, even what you didn't see oozing out yet. Everything, the whole grapes are not allowed to buy any part of these grapes because they're all considered yayin esach. And Rav Huna holds that it's considered yayin already when it starts moving out of the grapes, oozing out of the grapes already, it's considered yayin esach. Right? The Gemara from our Mishnah, says Tanan, loichin gas be'uta me'oivichavim, you're allowed to buy from the guy, gas b'uta, which means the grapes that were already crushed a little bit on the platform, on the ramp, from a guy. Even though he picks up with his hand, puts it on the tapuach, he definitely touched it, definitely should be a problem. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So we said clear. The reason is because our Mishnah holds, until it goes into the bar, it's not considered wine. So it's often a steer to Rav Huna who says that wine, once it starts oozing, it's considered wine. Our Mishnah says only when it gets into the bar, it's considered wine. So it's theory of the Mishnah Rav Huna. So the Gemara Rav Huna can't argue on the Mishnah. Rav Huna is a Amira, and the Mishnah is the Mishnah. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara, Rav Huna, the answer will be like this. Begas pekuka malaya. The case was that this platform was so full of grapes that nothing was oozing out. You couldn't see anything oozing out. It was very full. And number two is there was pekuka, which means there was no the way to the pipe was stuffed up, and therefore nothing was leaving this platform at all. So nothing was oozing out at all, and therefore nothing oozed out at all. Therefore, it's not a problem of Yain Esek and Amishta because nothing oozed out at all. That's the Teretz Chachuna gives for Amishta. That's the Kimta. Tashema. It says Viter in the Mishnah. Then this is a problem. It says clearly that only becomes Yain Esek when it goes into the bar. So what do you mean? You just told me that it could have Yain Esek without that. My answer is Hakanami, Begas Pekuka Malaya. What the Mishnah means to say like this, Gas Pekuka Malaya only will become Din Yain and Yain Esek only if it goes into the bar. But if it does not go into the bar, and Das Gufa is the Chiddush, that a Gas Malaya, nothing moves. Like something that's very full will not move at all until it goes into the bar. It's not a problem. Why? Because there's nothing, nowhere to go, and therefore he has a way to get. Rav Huna still is getting out of it by saying our Mishnah's Kimta is talking about it, it's very full, and therefore the only way for something to ooze out is only if it goes into the bar. But if it doesn't go into the bar, we're assuming nothing oozes out. But then the Gemara says Tashema, this is already right. You can't do anything with Tashema. Yorad lebar. That means it obviously started oozing. Some of it went into the bar. Mashiv bar also. Our Mishnah says what's in the bar is also. Bashar mutter, the rest is mutter. Clearly not like Rav Huna. This is often a steward to Rav Huna that says clearly that the halach is that shar is mutter. Clear, only mashar bar asa, bashar is mutter. So the Gemara, so here now, what are you going to do? Because if you're Rav Huna, once you start moving, the whole thing's asa. And he was saying that only what's in the bar is asa, everything else is mutter. So this is often a steward to Rav Huna. So tomorrow, Rav Huna, you're right. Loi kasha, kam mishter rishayna, kam mishter achayna. Our Mishnah was the Mishnah Rishayna, but there's a brisa later on that changed the halacha. And Rav Huna only said as halacha, like a Mishnah Achrayna, not Mishnah Rishayna. And Echnam, you don't have to answer Pekak Pekuka Malay, you don't have to answer that, Begas Pekuka Malay, you don't have to answer anymore. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Huna. No, our Mishnah holds that only when it gets to the bar, it becomes Asa, not before that. Rav Huna says before that, it becomes a Shem Yain already. Ready where it's in the gas. Who is Rav Huna like? Like the Mishnah Achrayna, like a brisa that was later. And the Gemara brings down a brisa that says there were two stages. The time went in a brisa. Rishayna Imrim, they used to say three halachas, and the simon for three halachas is bedad. Bedad stands for, the base stands for in beitrim im ayuchavim begas. You're now allowed to harvest with a goy in a gas. Before, when I said over the Mishnah, I said over a little wrong. Avloy beitrim imay means you cannot harvest with a goy any grapes. Even with a goy, you can't harvest grapes because you are facilitating it to become tamei. Or Yisrael, that's chashud, you can't even work with him, even darchim, because of Messiah de Ivre Avera. But in any case, we're seeing this halacha here again. You're not allowed to harvest with a goy in the gas, because you're not allowed to be goyim tumma l'chulun shebarizachal. Means a goy is not mechuyev to watch him make some atomic. But Yisrael is. Now, if you help him harvest it, you know where it's going. It's heading to the guy's house. So you are facilitating this to become tummy, and that's a problem. Also, ligram tummy chulun Yisrael. You know, he bites it with a guy because it's also ligram tummy chulun Yisrael. Main darchim in my Yisrael, so Isa parais of a tumma. You're not allowed to, even after already the Yisrael harvested it, brought it to the gas, you're now going to crush it with him because he's doing Peres of Atumah, and Sha'asal Siyeh, the Reveri, now help people who do Averis. So that's the Beis and the Dal. The Beis is Ing Beitrim Rechavim, the Dal means Ing Darchim Yisrael. The last Dal means Ava Darchim Rechavim Begas. You're allowed to crush grapes with the Goy Begas, and you're not worried about being mistaker be esuri hana, because it's not yai nesach yet. This is not talking about tumah; it's talking about yai nesach. Av darchem v'mchav megas lechashinon l'drav huna. You're not worried about Rav Huna. That's the Mishnah Rishayna. V'chazu loyma, but the Brisa says that the Chazal changed and they said debab. It's supposed to be girls debab. Debab stands for ein darchem v'mchav megas mishin drav huna. First halach is you cannot crush grapes together with a goy in the gas, even if four went into the bar. Why has then Yain Nesach already on the gas? And therefore, you're not allowed to have Hanah from a Suri Hanah. You're not allowed to have Hanah from Yain Nesach. And you're having Hanah by having a job. So, first of all, Ain Darchim, Mechavim Gas, Meshum Drav Huna. That's the Dalit. Then here, it stands for Debab. What's the Bab? So, the Bab is, the next base is, the Ain Baitrim in Yisrael, Sha'asa Peresa Batumah. You cannot be boitzer in Yisrael. So us based on the thing that's pasher. The kolshik is a darkin. You're not allowed to be boitzrim in Yisrael. So us based with tumah. But kolshikain she'ain darkin. You can't cross it either because that's messiah the Rashi says like this. Ain boitzrim Yisrael shenagayim tumah. Now we're going to see in a second. Let's first speak out Rashi's obvious question. We'll see in a second. Ain boitzrim Yisrael. So us based with tumah. The kolshik is a darkin. You could harvest with a goy begas shemuto ligroim tumah lechulus Yisrael. So in the Mishnah Achronim we changed two things. First of all, we changed the legabe yayin esek has din wine already before it goes to the bar, and therefore you cannot work with a goy in crushing the wine. Why not? Because it has din yayin esek already, and I'll have enough from yayin esek. That's number one. The second switch we did is in the third thing that he says. We said before that you cannot harvest any fruits with a goy, because he's going to bring it to his place and make it tameh, and you're facilitating the tumah. This man the holds there's no problem in goyim tumah chulin shor etzal. Chulin and etzal is not a problem goyim tumah. Therefore, you can be beitzer in my v'chav v'gas. But the middle case still says the ain beitzer in Yisrael so is the price of a tumah because kinsher darchem. You can't do that now. Why not? Why can't you do that? So Rashi explains. That is, Rashi says, "Va'afagav this real on hash to mut ligrim tumah lechule and k'toni seifa hanim the v'chom." It's not for goy. Have the Yisrael is a problem. Why tefulim em lechuma? Because it's tefulim lechuma. It's chayiv and chuma. And you're not even though right now it's not finished yet. So maybe not taking chuma yet. But also ligrim tumah lechuma. The chumah nisat lechas b'shoras chuma. If shnei chumas goes daver, the kolsh kishen darchas zero draws from time awesome. We say they're aver. The chiddush over here is even though. Technically, it's not Truma yet, because it's only Tevel now. It's not Truma. You didn't take off Truma yet. It's only Tevel. Still has a shame Truma. And there's an Isser to Matama Tevel, basically, according to Rashi. It's an Isser to Matama Tevel. He says, where do I know it from? He says, you know why? Because there's a Pasuk. And it's also Rabbim. Shtei Truma is a cost of a Daver. And it teaches us that even Truma that didn't happen yet, is the ista make a tummy. And therefore you can't be baitzer in Yisrael because he has tavel. But with a guy you're allowed to. So it comes out the Mishnah Achrona holds that you're not allowed to work with wine with the guy by darchin, by smashing it. Why not? Because it's yayin esek. You're not have enough from yayin esek. And that's not like our Mishnah because that's Mishnah Achrona. So Rav Hunu is said as a chiddush going to Mishnah Achrona, and the Mishnah is Mishnah Rishayna. Therefore the Mishnah Avada says that only when it lands up in the bar does it have a shame yayin to become yayin esek.